You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And hey, Simo, I want to talk about this. A brand new skyscraper has been finished. It's in North Sydney.
Okay, is this is this the one that's gone up near? It's near the water. Is that like really close to the water? It's like blocking views.
If you're in Sydney, I think you're probably close to water anyway.
It's around H2O.
I'm sure they've got plumbing. If that's what you're asking, well, the toilet's good. On the top floor. I think press the flush button, water work comes out.
Well, you know, they've got. That's great for them then.
No, see, mate, this skyscraper is the insurance company Zurich.
Okay,
are the ones who have made the skyscraper, and you've got their name on the side of the building.
Yeah.
That's very important. Remember that bit.
Name themselves after us. Is that the Swiss capital, Zurich?
Yes.
I'll do a quick check.
Where's Roger Federer when you need him?
Yeah.
It probably is. But, you know, Simo, so this building, it's been completed. They've posted pictures online. And it's one of those things. Someone has noticed something aesthetically about the building.
Yeah.
Commented on it. And now everyone is going, oh my God, why did you bring that up? It's driving me crazy. And it is driving me crazy too.
This just in, Zurich, the largest city in Switzerland and the capital of Zurich, mm-hmm. is located in the north central of Switzerland. So they've named themselves after a big timey place.
Nice.
So obviously...
They're an insurance company. I mean, no offence to like Australia, but I can't imagine an Australian insurance company naming itself after the capital of Australia.
A Swiss one, though.
Over in Switzerland, there's an insurance company called Canberra. Also, I printed off a picture of the building. I'm going to hand it to you now. Mm. See if you can pick up what is not so aesthetically pleasing about that building and what is kind of putting people going, oh, there's like a tiny thing. It's like, can you just fix it? My OCD is going a bit crazy.
Is it the fact that it's a little bit curled on one side?
No.
Ah. I haven't got a massive problem with it, other than it. Those windows, it looks very new age. It looks very spacey.
It does look very spacey, but that's not it either.
No, I haven't got the answer here.
Look at the Z in the Zurich logo. They have put the Z on upside down.
Oh, they have they? That's great.
The bottom horizontal line of the Z is shorter than the top horizontal line.
Oh.
So therefore, it's because Z classic. Is one of those letters you can put it 180 degrees upside down and it looks the same.
Right.
But someone has noticed that they put the Z upside down. It's the tiniest little feature. And the thing is, the sign is right on the outside of the building, right at the top as well. So if they were going to fix it, I assume you need some crane or something.
Yeah, they'd need some experts.
And it is driving people on Reddit absolutely crazy.
See, that's why they say that the tradies don't need to do university, but if they're going to get their Z's upside down.
Well, look, I mean, the Zurich insurance company, the people that own this building, I wasn't in the market for insurance.
Right.
And I'm not saying that if I was in the market for insurance, I wouldn't go to this company because of this tiny error.
The fact that the Z's upside down.
But I mean, and I'm not suggesting as well that this is what the company would do, but you might get your insurance claim back and like the two's upside down or something. And it's like, I know we're in Australia, you're Swiss, land down under, we're upside down, haha joke, but it's not really how it works.
Well, that would work out for you because if you're insuring something for $200 and they sent it back and it was a two that was upside down, they've insured it for $500 and you're laughing.
Okay, in that case, brilliant.
That's all
right. I'm gonna go and insure everything with them.
Simo and Jordan.
And you are of British descent, is that correct?
Yes, technically. My parents were born in the mother country.
In the UK.
In the UK, yes.
They were mothership.
They were best friends with Her Majesty.
Really?
Popped around for... No.
Did Elizabeth wave around her sword at them and give them a couple of titles?
No. She waved in her white gloves, because I think that's pretty much all she can manage nowadays.
But out that way, like, your dental hygiene is pretty good for someone of that descent.
I see, okay. Because the stereotype that British people have bad teeth.
Yeah.
My dental, what do you think? I'm showing you my teeth.
Yeah,
now.
Yours are great.
Yeah, okay, brilliant.
Great looking chompers.
Don't have to go to the dentist.
So the reason I bring that up is because there is a food issue that has gone before the courts over there, Europe way.
Okay.
Now we go to Ireland, by the way.
Hang on. Okay, I want to stress that I'm not... I was born in Australia. I consider myself Australian. Mm-hmm. However, I have had some experience with people from the UK, as has previously been noted.
Yeah.
If you call Ireland a part of the UK...
Well, there's been some issues there, for sure.
Ireland is... Northern Ireland is.
Oh, yeah.
Ireland is in green shamrock leprechauns.
Yeah,
that island is not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And the Irish people get a little bit annoyed.
They've had a few disagreements.
Yeah. That's one way of putting
it. You know, when they all sit around the table for a Sunday lunch, sure, they don't always get along, but they all have the best of intentions.
Anyway, so a country near the UK.
That's right. My point is, their dental hygiene probably not great either.
I don't know, Irish people might have nice teeth.
The Irish Supreme Court have ruled that bread used for sandwiches at the franchise chain Subway cannot be legally defined as bread.
Okay. why?
Because, and hence my dental comments, they contain too much sugar.
Is there sugar in Subway bread?
Yeah.
Is that just like Irish or is that Australian Subway bread as well?
Well, you know, they do things differently over there.
I must, like, I've been to Subway every now and again and I do notice there's a bit of a difference between a Subway bread or a donut.
Yeah. Big time. There's no cinnamon involved.
I know, which is where Subway are going wrong.
So the court hearing slash appeal happened because the Subway franchise took to court the fact that they wanted to get a tax exemption because the sandwich bread should count as a staple food because it is a bread.
Okay.
Right, and they wanted to, obviously, you know, more money, cheaper to produce, tax-free, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the court ruled that, nope, there's way too much sugar in there. Would you like to know how much sugar is in there?
Yeah.
So the five-judge court ruling on this bread issue ruled that Subway's bread is not legally defined as bread because its sugar content is 10% the weight of the flour used to make the dough.
So 10% of the bread is sugar.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yep. So far more than the 2% specified for the legal definition of bread under Irish law.
How much sugar can you consume?
Yeah.
That's just blown my mind. 10%.
Exactly.
Of the flour is... Wow.
So I don't know... How is Subway going to advertise? Because they're not making sandwiches anymore. There's no bread involved.
They're going to have to change their Eat Fresh logo.
Yeah.
If, you know, the bread's like 10%, almost 10% sugar.
Oh, dear. So, and also, like, their quirky little name tags. You know how it has, like, sandwich artist?
Yeah.
Now they're just going to, they have to come up with something else.
I know. Sugar artist.
Well, they sugar daddies.
Sugar.
Is that?
A secret agent of disguising sugar in healthy breads.
Yeah, bread secret agents.
Bit long to fit on the name tag, but, you know.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And hey, Simo, I don't know if you've noticed this or maybe it's just me, but yeah, last night I was doing my shopping, my grocery shopping at the supermarket.
Yep.
At Nuggets Crossing.
Yeah, so you're still doing it the old-fashioned way? Lots of people doing the online pickup.
Yeah, no, I'm quite old-fashioned.
Still doing the manual do-it-yourself way.
Well, I've kind of moved with technology because I use self-serve checkout.
Oh, yeah, nice. Oh, speaking of which, I think, have you noticed something about these self-service checkouts?
I've noticed something new about them.
Me too.
And I think you might have noticed the same thing too. So I took a picture of the self-serve because it was to do with something different which is on the screen.
That's
which
correct.
I hadn't have seen before.
Mm-hmm.
I took a picture of it with my phone.
This
picture, by the way, I'll chuck it up on the Instagram, StarFM Instagram.
Right,
so you can go check it out there. So
yes,
I'm showing
indeed,
you the picture.
My friend. Same thing I noticed this week.
I think you've noticed it as well. Yeah. What can you see?
It's a great photo of you, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yes, so Simo, the self-serve checkouts have started having, like, cameras on them that point back at whoever is using.
It's a reminder, actually, the fact that the entire time you're in a supermarket, you're actually on camera.
Mm.
You don't think about it.
I know. You're not normally showing the footage of yourself wandering around trying to work out what type of Doritos to get.
In real time, though, now.
But, yeah, so there is, when you do the self-serve checkout, on the top corner of the screen, there's, like, a little camera that films you as you scan your items.
Yeah, has this come about because people have been, you know, putting beetroot through as tomatoes and scanning wrong items and stuff?
Well, I don't know. I wanted to, because I was trying to work out why would they do it. Are they just... Is there like a Big Brother type competition going on happening in the supermarket and there's just cameras everywhere? I was trying to work out, is it to do with coronavirus so they can see who used a particular checkout till?
Nah,
maybe. I don't know.
I reckon it's the people putting through like gourmet tomatoes, or they're putting Roma tomatoes through as gourmet tomatoes. All it's right. Like one is definitely of a higher quality tomato.
I mean, where one says gourmet, yeah, we, well, so it could be the exact same things, but it says gourmet.
Well,
so it's
actually,
more expensive.
In my book, the gourmet ones aren't as good as the Roma ones, because you know how,
speaking like someone that puts gourmet through as Roma,
because as mentioned,
you're going to get caught out by this.
I think they might actually end up not having it, because I reckon it's going to work against big supermarkets.
Yeah.
Because when you see yourself on the screen and the angle isn't very flattering.
Mm.
So if you...
Well, it's from just, underneath, so it's kind of looking up.
It's looking up. You got the double chin, and as you scan, like, another packet of Doritos, like, are you all of a sudden going, do I really need these?
I mean, it's the most... I mean, yeah, and it's going to work negatively because you're looking at them and you're kind of... You're seeing yourself, and it's like yourself is judging you as you scan your fifth packet of Tim Tams.
As they go through, you're like, oh, wait, no, I really need to knuckle down. I need to join a gym.
I know. You look at it and go, oh, geez, is that really what I look like? Oh, yeah. I'm going to put these Tim Tams back. I'm going to go buy more cheap tomatoes and put them through as the other way around, but more expensive tomatoes and put them through cheaply.
Go back and buy some protein powder instead of Tim Tams.
Look, I was just disappointed that, you know, you go on Snapchat and Instagram, they've all got filters. You can make yourself look like a clown or something like that.
Yeah, nice.
That's what you're missing, Woolies. I want to have filters on my face as I scan my Doritos and then go and eat them crying.
Wasn't the whole thing to be more efficient, though, with those machines? Wasn't that the whole idea?
If you're scanning through filters.
That's all of a sudden the lineup is out the door because everyone's going, oh, I don't want to scan my vegetables with that filter.
Yeah. No, I don't like that filter. That filter makes me look like a woman. I like that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Simo and Jordan.
And crime. We're not a fan.
Yes, I can agree with that.
Don't do crimes.
Yes.
Very poor form.
You're saying things that I agree with.
The reason I bring up crime is because there has been $2 million in cash, counting machines and guns seized by police after they intercepted a vehicle on the Gold Coast.
Okay.
So they have been busy.
Location with the men and women of law enforcement.
Do you know if they knew, they had a hunch that was going to be in the car, or it's just a routine traffic stop? They're like, oh, just pop your boot, and they opened it. Whoa!
Yeah, routine, SUV. Okay. And then they did a whole bunch of raids after that once they realised, oh, this is...
This interests us.
So wads of cash were found in four shopping bags in the boot of the SUV, which also had a baby seat in the rear as well.
Was there cash in the baby seat?
So
your baby has seemed to turn into $50 notes.
Even if you're 2, 3, or 4 years of age, do the crime, do the time, baby. So they, $2 million, wads of $100 cash and $50 cash notes, but they're in reusable, green reusable bags. So they're thinking of the environment.
Okay, well, you know, as much as crime, terrible, you know, environment. So, you know, they get a tick on that.
Crime, bad, save the environment, good.
Because those bags cost like a couple of bucks. Do you reckon they're kind of, they had all these 50s, these hundreds. And it's just like, all right, can we get 4 reusable bags, please?
What, you're not going to get anything else?
Nah.
So they found these neatly stacked bills inside the recyclable bags and also found 2 guns as well.
Okay.
So as per usual, the police out and about doing all the good work. And it's worth mentioning as well, I did finally, previously we've spoken on this show about how would you arrest a baby? Be quite difficult. Obviously.
It was a weird day that day.
Because it's quite
how
hard.
Would you arrest a baby?
Because they don't respond to any kind of instructions.
I mean, I think the joke I made on the day was the police officer would go, you've got the right to remain silent, and the baby goes, goo goo ga ga.
Yeah, and the size of the handcuffs, obviously an issue.
Yes, as well. It's like you put the handcuffs on the baby and the baby's hands will just split out.
But a local officer stopped me during the week and said, oh, no, what they...
And why did they stop you?
They stopped me because they heard that. And they said to me, oh, there's an easy way. Like, if you wanted to,
I don't think police officers can stop motorists just going, oh, I heard you talking about this. I just wanted to have a chat.
So instead of using handcuffs, it's like, oh, no, we would just use zip ties in that particular...
For some reason, I thought you were going to say pepper spray. I'm like, no, that would be very bad.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
I want to talk about... an American budget airline that introduced a brand new offer, which kind of caught my attention because it's a little bit unique.
Okay, so why did it catch your attention? It must be quite odd.
So this airline in question is offering free flights to Orlando. in America, when the whole COVID situation over there calms down a little bit, if your first name or last name is Orlando.
Oh, right. Okay. So if you've got the name of, it's a state, right, is it? Or a city?
Orlando's a city in Florida, which is the state. I think I could be wrong.
Florida's got a bit of a rep. I don't know if you'd want to go even if your name was Orlando.
I mean, that could be completely wrong. I could have those the other way around. Yeah. Look, it's a place in America. We'll agree on that.
I'll do a quick check. So Orlando Bloom's obviously booked.
Well, that's the thing, because I was trying to think. So your first name or last name could be Orlando. I mean, Orlando Bloom is obviously first in the queue.
Yeah.
Behind that, do you know anyone else in your life whose first or last name is Orlando?
No, I don't know anyone. It's a bit odd. You nailed it. Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Yep.
Genius.
Nailed it.
I think this airline's just trying to... It's come up with a very clever marketing ploy, because I reckon... I mean, I've never met anyone that is called Orlando.
Yeah.
If your name's Orlando, give us a call.
Yeah.
But, like, I think this airline, maybe they just wanted to get a picture of Orlando Bloom flying on one of their aeroplanes.
Oh, okay.
And if they had gone out to reach out to Orlando's management or whatever.
Famous Orlando's.
Oh, hello. You're Googling famous Orlando's.
I don't recognize any of these Orlando's.
Give us some names. Go.
I mean, there's Lando Calrissian, but that's not quite.
That's Lando.
He's from Star Wars.
Unless you were saying or in front of it.
I mean, would you believe it? Orlando Bloom's coming at number one.
I'm shocked. Who else? There's actually a list of famous people called Orlando.
Yeah, but there ain't any good ones. A lot of baseballers.
I mean, they can throw a ball pretty fast.
Oh,
so,
this guy looks hectic. what he did. Okay.
Orlando B. Wilcox.
Oh, he's...
Just judging by the picture, it's in black and white. He looks a little bit dead.
We'll just leave him alone because he was a Union Army war general. So we'll just put... We'll just put Orlando B. Cox back where he was.
But you see, Simmer, this is a genius marketing ploy from this airline, I reckon. Because they want to get Orlando Bloom on one of their planes.
Yeah.
If they had contacted Orlando's management, they would have said, no, go away. But now with this... Orlando might see this and go, even though I'm mega rich and have got lots of money from movies and stuff,
yeah,
I wouldn't mind a free flight.
Right.
So he's going to contact them, ring, 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 ring. Hello, it's Orlando Bloom here. Then they get the picture of him on the plane for the socials.
I just cannot believe Orlando Bloom has all the famous real estate. There's no one else. There's no other famous Orlandos anywhere. Like, you think of Roberts. There's a couple of those floating around. You've got Robert Downey Jr., Robert Pattinson, Robert...
You got two of them.
Oh, there's the Mafia Robert actor, but like...
That singer Robert Williams.
Yeah.
Which is short to Robbie.
So, you know, Orlando, he's picked a good one there.
Yeah. So, if you could change your name to any place and get a free flight to there, what'd you go for?
Well, I'm going to change my name because at least now I'm going 50-50 most famous with Orlando Bloom.
Simo, I don't think you're 50% as famous as Orlando Bloom. No offense.
Oh, dear.
But his Wikipedia page goes on for longer than all of my university essays I had to write combined.
Yeah, right. I mean, his dad's name was Harry. They couldn't have just kept
it
simple.
Hang on, you're looking at Orlando Bloom's Wikipedia there. Is his actual name Orlando or is it something else and Orlando is just like a stage
Orlando
name?
Orlando Jonathan Blanchard Copeland Bloom. That's a mouthful.
I know. Imagine filling that when his license has to be renewed. So what's your full name, sir? Well, sir. This is going to take more than that little box.
He gets pulled over by the cops. Sir, can I see your license and registration?
His license must be 3 feet long.
Gets the license out. Like, never mind. Be on your way.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.